Tā lofa lava, kia rana, mā loa elelei, whakalofa lahi atu, o lawinaka, tā aloha ni. Welcome to AA Meeting on Air, Planet FM 104.6. Warm Pacific greetings to our listeners who have tuned in this morning. My name is Amber and I'm an alcoholic. I'll be your chairperson this morning. Please will you help me open this meeting with a serenity prayer.
God. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I will now read from the preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who have shared their experience, strength and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics achieve sobriety. Before we start with our sharing, we will read from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is a text used to help alcoholics recover from alcoholism and how to live without alcohol in our lives. From the doctor's opinion, men and women drink essentially because they like the effect produced by alcohol. The sensation is so elusive that, while they admit it is injurious, they cannot, after a time, differentiate the true from the false. To them, their alcoholic life seems the only normal one. They are restless, irritable, and discontented, unless they can again experience the sense of comfort which comes at once by taking a few drinks. Drinks which they see others taking with impunity. After they have succumbed to the desire again, as so many do, and the phenomenon of craving develops, they pass through the well-known stages of a spree, emerging remorseful, with a firm resolution not to drink again. This is repeated over and over, and unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope of his or her recovery. Dr. William D. Silkworth. Carl, would you like to share with us this morning?
Sure.
I can see you really struggling with all of life again. Though I cannot rescue you, I can be your friend. You'll be good to you. Be kind to you. Take time to love you, and I'll be your friend. Mm-hmm. I'll be your friend. Life has its way. I'm knocking me down today. Gotta find my strength to carry on. You'll be good to you. You'll be kind. Take time to love you, and I'll be your friend. Yeah, yeah, I'll be your friend. I can carry a message, but but I can't carry you. I know just how you're feeling, 'cause I've been there too.
Carl, and I am an alcoholic. And it's a real privilege to be here, the brothers and sister, this morning. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I can't help but thinking, you know, my background is one where, you know, I didn't make it into these rooms by championing life. I come in defeated, and I just lost everything. I lost everything due to my alcoholism. My biggest problem that I had was me, and I couldn't deal with life. You know, I thought I could drink it away. I thought that it was the answer, you know, and just numb everything, run away, you know, not face up to anything, life especially. And I use substances as well, but most of all, you know, I just drank myself into despair. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy trying to deal with life and only having so many answers or you know, so many clues on what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And, you know, I found refuge in a bottle. And to me, that was the answer. But that's different today. Today I live a privileged life. There's something new that I found. It's this thing called recovery. And, you know, I enjoy life today, you know. Yeah, I choose life. I choose life today. And, you know, these answers that I searched for years and years, you know, I spent 33 years researching drugs and alcohol and just never, you know, just couldn't find the answer anywhere. I came into these rooms, a broken man, and the people in these rooms loved me, and they showed me that there's a way out, you know, and it's been 2 years now in sobriety, and I'm starting to get this, my head around this thing on the new life, and my kids are starting to fall back in love with me, and my family's coming back to me. I've got a lot to be grateful for today. Yeah, the awesome people in the rooms that I consider, you know, they became my family because my family rejected me, and I don't blame them. You know, I set myself up for that one, and you know, I come to realize today that everything that has happened to me in my alcoholism and in my drug abuse, I did it. You know, when I first came into these rooms, I blamed everybody. I was the victim, you know, and I waved that victim flag like no one's business, you know, and it's all your fault. You did it, you know, they did it. But, you know, I've come to realise that I did it, you know, and I own it, you know, and it's very much like the first step, you know, admitting that I am powerless over alcohol. And, you know, it won. Alcohol won and I lost. But you know, out of the ashes, you know, I suppose, you know, I'm thinking, you know, life started again, and I was given a second chance, you know. And I go to these meetings, and all I get there is hope. I hear me and a lot of the sharing, and I'm comforted, you know, like I feel like I fit, you know, for the first time. You know, I feel like there's somewhere I can go and I fit, you know. I don't feel alien, or, you know, I don't feel judged, you know. It's open, and I, you know, it's freeing me every time I come back. And, yeah, I just want to, you know, if you're listening out there and you're struggling, you know, pick up that phone. 0800 AA Works is the number. And someone will speak to you, you know. Someone will welcome you. I think I'll just leave. I'll actually finish on this. There's a story about a young boy who goes to his dad and says to his dad, "Dad, you said that you're going to take me to the park." And his dad turns to him and says, "After I finish this beer." And then 2 hours went by, and the boy came back, and the father said to the boy, "What do you want now?" And the boy said, "Dad, you said you're going to take me to the park." So the father, in his anger, looked up on the wall, and there was a picture of the world, the map of the world. So he ripped that off the wall, and he ripped it up into little bits and pieces, and he gave it to the boy, and he said to the boy, "Go and put that together. That'll keep you busy." And the boy came back 5 minutes later and said, "Here, Dad, I've done it. I put it together." And the man looked at him. The father looked at his son and said, "How the hell did you do that so fast?" And the little boy turned to his father and he says, "Dad, there's a picture of a man on the back. And once I put the man back together again, the whole world fell into place." And I'll just leave it there. Thanks.
I've totally loved it. Carl, Dan, would you like to share?
Yeah, thanks, Amber. My name's Daniel and I am an alcoholic.
Hey, Dan.
It's awesome to be here amongst the brothers and the sister. Yeah, bit of experience, strength and hope for me. Prior to coming into these rooms, I was, one of these Bailangi boys, born and raised in the hood. From an early age, my father used to always tell me I was different. You know, going to school, never hang out with my own kind. I sort of kicked back with the brown boys and was, you know, happy-go-lucky kid. But my own sort of personality and the way I looked at life led me to alcoholism and being an alcoholic, you know, using drugs. Growing up in the hood, it wasn't easy, but it was fun, and I wanted to be like the, you know, the older usos or the tokos or the bros. So I had to earn my stripes. I thought I had to earn my stripes fairly fast by doing what they did, which was drinking, you know, crime and drug abuse. So that went on for a good 15 years, and to be honest with you, the fun ended earlier on. It just kept getting worse. It became a symptom. I had to have alcohol and drugs to get by, because what I was doing and the life I was leading, I could not face the world without my brother, alcohol, which I thought, you know, and drugs. From doing alcohol and drugs, you know, I turned into a monster. Not the boy my parents once knew. I was always out on the streets, just, you know, living the life, so I thought. Due to my alcoholism and addiction, I wound up in prison. Not a place where I wanted to be. But it's sort of like a God job for me, because, you know, my lawyer saw that all my sort of crimes and stuff that I had done was related to my alcoholism and addiction. So from jail, I got sent into a rehab program, which today I am grateful for, because that rehab program showed me the way out. It was heavily influenced by the AA program, and there is when I found a solution for my problem, which was the AA, you know, the big book, the fellowship, the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. At first, you know, don't get me wrong, it was all a blur. It just, for me, I had to have an open mind, you know. Being from the hood, it's no surrender, but coming into AA, you have to surrender. You know, you have to have mercy and you have to give it over, because I couldn't function, you know, I was powerless, unmanageable. But today, you know, the AA program, the fellowship has shown me, you know, it's like I sort of grasped the steps and really tried to put my program to use in all my daily affairs, because for me it's not so, it's like Alcoholics Anonymous is attitude adjustment, because the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I act, the way I interact, react, is all my defects of character. And what AA is helping me to understand is that I can change this. I have to get real with myself, and then I can get real with the world. One big thing for me was society, because I thought, you know, society outlawed me, but I was outlawing me, you know. I am my worst enemy, but due to this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I have found a way out. Just for today, it's awesome. You know, some days are better than others, but every day is a good day. As long as I've got the tools in my, you know, in my pocket, or the keys in my hand to go forth with life. You know, my disease wants to win, but I'm not going to let it. And due to the, you know, the loving care direction of the fellowship, the AA program, I can have a chance at life, you know. Some good things in life are happening. I've got my daughter back in my life, which is awesome, you know. She's like, you know, people ask me, am I well? And my daughter, she says, Daddy's well, you know. And if that's not the truth, then what is? Because, you know, she's only six and she knows when I'm not well or if I'm well. And, yeah, it's just for today, you know, it's simple but not easy. We've got to sort of, you've got to put one foot in front of the other. I try my best to, it's progress, not perfection, you know, but for a guy like myself, I have to try and do my best for that perfection, otherwise it's just not going to work, because I have to watch my attitude, I have to watch everything I do, because if it's, you know, it's one thing giving up alcohol and drugs, but it's another thing being happy, and that's what sobriety is all about, being happy and enjoying life, you know. Great stuff is happening, you know, recovery touch team and just hanging out with the fellowship, you know. I've never been to Parnell for a coffee, but now I go to Parnell and have a coffee. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's really awesome, and yeah, I just like to leave it there.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Other Dan, would you like to share?
Yeah, I'm Dan, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Dan.
Yeah, what brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous is, I suppose I just heard the term AA floating around, you know, from every place I went to, you know, to try and get some help for my depression, and you know, I always thought that alcohol was just part of my depression, but I realized that the alcohol brought out my depression, and it may seem funny, but I don't really get it. Like you know, a lot of people told me, but I went along to my first meeting, and Yeah, and I realised, there's something there, you know, that it was good to be in a room with people that sort of had the same kind of experience, you know, and like for years I thought, you know, something was really, really badly wrong with me. But then I slowly realised in the rooms that, you know, okay, it's just that I was, you know, drinking and, you know, fueling this disease that was bringing all the other emotions and, you know, feelings up that, you know, that I didn't know how to deal with. And, I've been doing AA now, and, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've been drinking for a really long time, and as far back as I can remember, you know, I've always just, you know, been a different person to who I really, like, in front of people, and, like, I was always a different person, and then alcohol was kind of, like, where I thought, you know, who I really was, you know. I don't know how to explain it, but I hid behind alcohol for a long time, and I didn't really think I was hiding behind anything, you know. I just thought that was just the way it was, you know. It was like, you know, get ready to go out, you know, get fueled up and just get wasted with the boys, and it was just normal. But I know for me it wasn't normal, because you know, it was something that I was doing to be different. And then in my 20s, when I had a young family, I realized that, man, you know, I didn't really like that person, you know. So I've been trying to give up since I was in my 20s, and I'm 40 now, and I've only just come into AA, and you know, so for nearly 20 years I try to quit on my own, and it was just fortunate that I came along to AA when I did. Prior to coming along, a couple of weeks before going to my first meeting, I tried to commit suicide, because I just had enough. My last relapse, you know, I did on my own. I was sober for, you know, 3 years, and you know, it only took 5 months for my life to turn to shit. And then about another 5 or 6 months later, I just had enough. I thought, you know, nah, it's just no good. You know, it's like life just sucks. You know, I keep trying to be a different person, and, you know, and then, but then it's like, you know, one step forward and 10 step back sort of thing. And, you know, it's always something, you know, always something, you know. But, now that I'm in these rooms, I realise, man, that, you know, I'm just really thankful that, you know, God's put me in this place. You know, I always thought that this place was for people who, you know, who just, you know, were sick or whatever, but I don't know. But, you know, and I've been told by others that, you know, it's just, you know, just, you know, no point, you know, going to this fellowship, you know, But since coming along, I mean, it's just really been a God thing for me, because it's saved my life so far, you know. And you know, and there's times, you know, like I've been telling people, you know, I'm getting sick of it already, but you know, that's just me, you know. It's like the last speaker said, you know, it's just my own defects. I know it's my own defects, and I'm happy to, you know, look at those defects and find ways to think differently, you know. And you know, even though I share things like that, and but I know that it's a defect, and it's something that I'm willing to work on. So yeah. Yeah, you know, really recommend these rooms. For me personally, as a Pacific Islander, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity of being in these rooms, because it's like I say to a lot of Europeans about the gospel, you know, because they it's easy for them to point their finger at islanders and the way islanders worship, you know, in churches and stuff like that, but then they're basically doing things that they were taught hundreds of years ago by the very, you know, the same people that are pointing their fingers at them, you know. So you know, being in these rooms is more or less you know, the people that brought alcohol to me, teaching me again to, you know, the right way, you know, the right way of life. So, you know, you know, so, and you know, and I've heard some, you know, some people share that you know, that they feel bad that you know, that Europeans or, you know, brought alcohol to our islands, you know. And you know, and I feel bad as well, you know, because, man, look at all the crap that is brought into our lives, you know. So, you know, really encourage people out there, if you're Pacific Island, you know, to get along to meetings, because, man, you know, your kids deserve it, your wife deserve it. I mean, nobody needs to live in fear, you know. That's the life I gave my children, my wife and my children, for years, you know. Just always scared, and you know, when was I going to snap next and stuff like that, you know. And I see a lot of my mates doing the same things to their family. So yeah, thanks.
Thanks
very much, Dan. Meitaki whaftai te le lava, malo aupito to our AA friends and whānau for their willingness to share their stories with you, our listeners. It's been a privilege to chair this meeting. We truly hope that our message of recovery can help the still suffering alcoholic amongst our friends, family, whānau, and within our communities. If you have a problem with alcohol and want help, you can phone 0800 AA Works, 0800 229 6757, and they'll put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. That concludes our sharing this morning. AA Meeting On Air will be here again next Sunday, 10:45 a.m. Would you please help me close this meeting with a serenity prayer? God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
There are over 100 AA meetings each week in the Greater Auckland area. For more information, log on to aa.org.nz. You can hear this program again on planetaudio.org.nz/AA Meeting On Air. Thank you to our listeners, and tune in again to Planet FM 104.6.